This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, March 27th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, international labor organizations begin a countdown towards the second anniversary of the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh. A global poll shows workers are very concerned about climate change. Labor stops an alliance between the United Nations and the anti-union driving service Uber. And police in Swaziland attack meetings of the banned Central Labor Congress. This is Radio Labor. It has been almost 2 years since the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh, which killed 1,200, mostly young women garment workers, and injured more than 2,400. But the victims or their families are still waiting for a compensation plan to be completed. One of the organizations leading a countdown campaign to raise money for the garment workers is the Global Union Federation Industrial. The countdown is headed to the 2-year anniversary of the disaster, April 24th. I talked to the General Secretary of Industrial, Jyrki Reina. I asked him why his organization considered a countdown campaign necessary.
Well, Mark, we need this countdown because we need more money to reach the $30 million target, which has been calculated by the ILO experts to be able to pay adequate compensation to the families of the more than 1,100 workers who died in the Rana Plaza industrial homicide and to the thousands of injured workers. The target of the 24th of April is, of course, because this is the time really to close this chapter and get the compensation to the victims who have been waiting for their compensation too long. The second reason for this is that we need to move ahead. And one of the important things is that under preparation, we have a national accident insurance in Bangladesh, but it will not move anywhere before we get the Rana Plaza compensations paid out.
How much money is needed to fully compensate the victims of the accident?
We still need almost $9 million. So the good news is that already $21 million have been paid by brands and by the Bangladeshi government, and they have been paid out to the victims. But there is this crucial $9 million still missing, which we need to close down the compensation campaign.
Which companies are not paying?
Well, in the first hand, we have brands who have paid but need to pay more because of their size and because of their big operations in Bangladesh. And we are talking about brands like Walmart, The Children's Place, and Mango, who we need to pay more. Then there are others like Benetton and Carrefour who have not paid thanks to the international pressure, they have said that they will pay, but we still need this final push to make sure that everybody contributes. This is no longer a question of guilt or responsibility. It's just about doing the right thing and get the compensation for the victims who have been waiting for too long.
Working people around the world are very concerned about the effects of climate change and a shift to greener economies. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough has a report.
More than 75% of people around the world want their governments to do more to address climate change. The poll results showing demands for more action to combat global warming were presented this week by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national labour centres at the world level. The results support labour's case for action ahead of a major conference on climate change to be held in Paris this December. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the ITUC, told the media, without urgent action, the world faces a temperature rise of 4 degrees Celsius or more in this century. If the rise is not kept below 2%, there will be irreversible changes in our climate. She said workers and their unions support action on climate change because they understand the economic consequences of inaction. Unions are calling for a just transition to a green economy. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
The International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, has won its fight against an alliance between the United Nations and the private driving company Uber. The entity known as UN Women had made a deal with Uber, with the company promising 1 million jobs for women drivers. The ITF said that was clearly a false promise. But more importantly, it said, any jobs created by Uber would be low-paying and insecure. Brigitte Paes is an ITF vice president.
Uber's employment, the arrangements they make with their so-called employees, denies workers the basic protections. They are not an employee from Uber. They are self-employed. And that means that they don't even get paid minimum wages. And even if they got paid minimum wages, they have to pay out of that healthcare, pension schemes, childcare, and you can imagine what kind of costs a family has when both the parents are working. So this means that Uber is an app who is providing the facility, which means that their workers are self-employed people with absolute no benefits at all, and often even paid under the minimum wages.
The executive director of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Nuka, addressed a gathering of women activists and talked about the deal with Uber.
Not only are we listening, we are aligned. And I also want to assure you that UN Women will not accept an offer to collaborate on job creation with Uber. So you can rest assured about that.
Swaziland is a small country in southern Africa. Its 1.2 million people are ruled by the continent's last absolute monarch, King Mswati III. The king does not like opposition. He especially does not like the labor unions that are trying to represent the country's workers amongst the world's poorest. In the past couple of weeks, Swazi police have violently broken up meetings of the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, Tukuswa. I talked to Vincent Mwana, the Secretary General of Tukuswa, about the situation in the country. Mr. Mwana was on a tour of the UK organized by the respected NGO Action for Southern Africa, AXA. I asked him why the police were breaking up the meetings of his organization.
The Swaziland police, probably with orders from their superiors, do not want us to get on with our business of representing worker interests in terms of their economic, social, and political concerns.
What are those concerns? What issues is Tukuswa addressing?
We want to be dealing with issues like strengthening the organizations, the trade unions, so that they are able to balance the power of the employers. But also, we want to be able to strengthen them so that they are able to even challenge the manner in which Swaziland is governed. For instance, in the manner in which our taxpayers' money is allocated through the budget, because there isn't any other powerful organization to be able to do that other than labor.
Tukuswa was created in 2012 by the merger of two existing labor federations and was registered by the government. But a year later, the government deregistered Tukuswa. Why? What happened?
Our belief is that the government of Swaziland is not comfortable with a very big organization that it cannot be able to control. And with the merger of the two labor centers, it was bringing unity to the workers. And the workers being united are one group that can be able to challenge even the excesses of the government. And the government used a technicality that they suddenly woke up to say that the labor relations did not allow for the registration of federations. Therefore, the registration of Tukuswa was a mistake.
Swaziland is almost completely surrounded by South Africa, except for a small border with Mozambique. Has the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, been helping Tukuswa?
COSATU has been helping us in terms of giving training and also being able to take up the issues that we have regionally and even internationally. And she has also been able to highlight the concerns that we have in Swaziland and the problems we have of operating within South Africa.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.